Welcome to this, our devotion on the Holy Spirit. We've been looking at the beautiful work of the Holy Spirit and how we can cooperate with Him. And in this session today, we want to talk about how the Holy Spirit indwells and fills out the believer's spirit. See, the Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit has come to live in us. He's come to empower us and to lead us and to fill our lives. And His infilling and indwelling is not to consume our personalities, not to overpower us, but to come in and give us authority and strength to become the children of God, encouraging us, enabling us, moving us downfield. See, in Romans 8, Paul says, if the Spirit of God lives in you, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he doesn't belong to Christ. In other words, you can't be a believer and not have the Holy Spirit have taken up residence in you. These are synonymous. The Holy Spirit not only gives birth to your spirit, He not only washes you clean, He not only submerges you into the body of Christ, but He takes up residence on the inside of you. And because He is on the inside of you, He brings forth the beauty of Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, Paul writes to the Corinthian church and says, surely you understand this. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? That word that he uses is a fascinating word. It's the word, Greek word naos, which means the most holy place. That holy of holies that was peculiar in the Jewish temple, that's where the presence of God dwelt. And when Paul says you are the temple, he doesn't talk about the outer courts or even the inner courts. He's talking about the most holy place. You have become the most holy place where the Holy Spirit has come to dwell. Now, in every tabernacle that was created, in the tabernacle Moses and the tabernacle that David and his son Solomon built, there was a very particular pattern. The tabernacle was given the plans by God, and he told Moses, very careful, be exceptionally careful, Moses, to build it exactly according to the way I've told you. And the same with David. David said, God gave me the intricate details of every aspect of the plan. There was a very deliberate revelation of how God wanted those temples built. And then when the temples had been built, they cleansed them, they washed them, they sprinkled oil, they sprinkled the blood of the sacrifice on those to make them clean and holy. And then when they dedicated the temple, they put sacrifices outside the tabernacle of Moses, outside the temple of Solomon, and they called on God. And both times when they dedicated the temple to God, fire comes out of heaven and consumes those sacrifices. And that fire that started was now the responsibility of the priest to keep that fire ablaze. It was called the holy fire, and only that fire was able to be used in the sacrifices and in the candelabra and on the burning of incense that happened inside the temple. And in the same way, on the day of Pentecost, when they dedicated themselves to God, tongues of fire separated and came to rest on the new temple. And that is the people of God. You yourselves are God's most holy place, where he lives inside of you. And John picks up that same idea, and he says, as for you, the anointing that you have received from him remains in you. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you, believer, and he loves to work with you. He loves to empower you, to encourage you, to give you wisdom in whatever you're going through in this day. His heart is for you. His passions are with you. And what we need to learn to do is lean towards him and say, Holy Spirit, what is your idea? What would you have me say? Can you give me some wisdom about this set of circumstances I'm facing? Because we're not trying to convince some faraway God to come and be part of our daily lives. No, we're looking inward to the indwelling Spirit of God and inviting him to come and be exactly who Jesus promised he would be. The guide, the comforter, the counselor, the one who has been called alongside us to walk with us and to help. And we look inward to his beautiful presence to guide and to lead us. So today, as you go into the day, let's call on him together to guide us. Won't you pray with me? Lord, Holy Spirit, we come to ask that throughout this day, would you, Lord, stir up within us your passions and your desires? Would you whisper your wisdom, Lord, into our hearts? Because we're crying aloud for it. We need your help. Would you show us where to go and what to do? Guide us in this day, Lord. And thank you for being with us and never leaving us. In Jesus' name, amen.